From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spain is marking its National Day Thursday, even as Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has given the Catalan regional government just 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence. He said if Catalonia declared independence, regional President Carles Puigdemont will be asked to inform Madrid by Monday. If it was declared, he said Catalan will have 3 more days to rescind it. Puigdemont Tuesday said he had a mandate to declare independence, but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Speaker of the Catalan Parliament, Carme Forcadell, warned Spain a harsh response would create the opposite effect that it wants. She said you cannot use repression to stop a democratic process. The European Commission's Valdis Dombrovskis said the EU supports efforts to promote unity.
We trust that Spanish institutions, Prime Minister Rajoy, with whom President Juncker is in constant contact, and all political forces who are working towards a solution within the framework of Spanish constitution, and we are supporting the efforts to overcome division and fragmentation to ensure unity and respect of Spanish constitution.
Under that constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call new elections. The Electoral Commission in Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday said a presidential election to replace Joseph Kabila cannot take place before 2019. The commission said it would need more than 500 days to organize the poll once voter registration is complete. Mr. Kabila, who's already served the constitutional limit of 2 terms, was supposed to be replaced in a November election. An agreement with the opposition had set the election for next year. The opposition accuses Mr. Kabila of trying to cling to power. This is VOA News. In Northern California, the death toll is now at 23 as firefighters, faced with high winds and low humidity, battle out-of-control wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Hundreds of people are still missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares across 9 counties since Sunday. Kevin DeLeon is leader of the California State Senate.
This is absolutely devastating. It's heartbreaking. It is crushing. This looks like another planet when you see these homes that have been reduced to rubble, cars that are burned out. And my deep concern, obviously, is the continued forecast with the high winds and may whip up the fires.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa was among the hardest hit areas, with blocks and neighborhoods virtually obliterated. President Donald Trump said North Korea and its nuclear missile threat is a problem that has to be solved. The president acknowledged he has a different attitude than many on North Korea, but he said his is the one that matters.
I think perhaps I feel stronger and tougher on that subject than other people, but I listen to everybody, and ultimately I will do what's right for the United States and really what's right for the world.
In a later interview, he said we can't let this go on. He praised China for being helpful. Meanwhile, North Korea's foreign minister told Russia's state-run TASS news agency Mr. Trump has lit the wick of war with North Korea. A UN human rights report accuses Myanmar security forces of brutally driving out more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims from northern Rakhine State, destroying their homes and crops to ensure they don't return. Thomas Hunneke is a member of the UN Human Rights Office mission to Myanmar, also known as Burma.
The credible information we gathered indicates that the destruction of Rohingya villages in northern Rakhine States and other serious human rights violations committed in the aftermath of the 25 August attacks were executed in a well-organized, coordinated, and systematic manner.
The report is based on dozens of interviews conducted last month. The UN Security Council is to be briefed Friday by former UN Chief Kofi Annan. In Syria, 3 suicide bombers Wednesday blew themselves up near police headquarters in Damascus, killing at least 2 others and wounding several, the attack claimed by Islamic State. The head of Hamas said the militant Palestinian group has reached agreement with the rival Fatah faction on aspects of a reconciliation effort in talks in Egypt this week. Both sides have been meeting in Egypt since Tuesday in a bid to end their decade-long split. Details expected to be outlined in a news conference later Thursday. Provisional election results in Liberia's election are expected Thursday following Tuesday's election to succeed outgoing President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Some 20 candidates have been vying for the top post in the West African country. A runoff is expected November 7th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.